Pakistan wal Muslimin Janab Ali Raisi.
Iran has a new judiciary chief. Addressing top judges during a ceremony that marked his first day in office on Monday, Ebrahim Raisi said his mission is to strengthen social capital and public trust in the system, as well as issues concerning the just and efficient operation of the courts, access to justice, and fighting corruption.
There is no crime prevention authority to reduce and deter crime and criminals. Both the government and the parliament should help the judiciary to reduce crime, enforce the law, and maintain criminal justice. Equality before the law is a basic tenet of human rights. Our judges should deal with corruption cases without distinction. People, especially the poor, get hurt when resources are wasted. It's important for the new judiciary to develop smart responses.
On March 8, leader of Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei appointed the veteran judicial official as the new judiciary chief to replace Ayatollah Sadegh Amili Larijani, who served in the position for over 9 years. Speaking to Press TV, experts highlighted the importance of public trust and independence in the judiciary.
People think we are not all equal before the law. The new judiciary chief should change that. Powerful individuals who break the law, including corrupt officials, should face severe criminal charges and a harsher punishment. This is what people expect from the justice system. Those who commit economic crimes shouldn't be given just a slap on the wrist.
It has been announced that the new judiciary chief plans to introduce major reforms and initiatives aimed at improving accessibility to the court's processes in their civil jurisdictions. It is also said that he plans to improve the timeliness with which the courts deal with both civil and criminal matters.
Raisi was the chief custodian of Astana Ghots Razavi, the organization managing the affairs of the holy shrine of Imam Riza alayhi salam, the 8th Shia Imam. He was also President Hassan Rouhani's main challenger in 2017 presidential election. Aman Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.